Blog Talk Radio.
Started from the bottom, now we here.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team's fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
Came in the game with no lane and it changes these fuck niggas. I'm taking in 10 different ways. They see you just smiling your face. You wanted me up, name and time and replace. I'm smoking the fire, my nigga, you know that it's fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car and went and got it in a year. All black trucks when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Hope the homie Drake don't get pissed, but niggas never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to it before, but I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day, he wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we've been making. Cause we
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Bunch of young niggas, man, we all doing that shit.
Whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here.
We all up now.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team.
Still in the basement where it started.
Kills. Started from the bottom, now we here. Courtside, you would think I was a Cleveland Cavalier. I'm talking 30,000 feet up in the air. And dance layer, 30 minutes later, all the fans cheer. Bitch, you ain't seen this power since the bomb. I went to Vegas for my 22nd, ran it out the palms. Now they say Illuminati is a con. Or maybe every one of y'all is lazy and I worked hard. I ain't never bowing down for a dollar. Selling my soul to a China. I won't even take a buck from my father. But they were saying that back in the day, when I was hustling tickets to my shows. Ask Dante and I heard Tempest eating up like a filet. Talking about they run my city when they living in that lake. Sucker, I ain't hearing nothing but a word. I talked about it, been about it, bitch, I got what I deserve. See, I don't know why everybody mad. You had your chance and you blew it. Meanwhile, I'm young and I'm ruthless. Meanwhile, the dumb, I'm affluent. Thinking you live like the music, don't be foolish. My shooters make your face maroon like the Hoosiers. Suckers always wanna talk funny. Broke motherfuckers never wanna talk money. It's just I was being quiet in the past. I'm on the top looking down, kick my ass. Still in the game with my same clique. Still with the hood, bitches, fuck Cambridge. And when they wanna know if I'm real, I say, bitch, I ran my city before I ever had a deal. Kells, little bitch. From a city. EST, what the fuck?
Pomonology, the ability to season the flavor of your ink so that it leaks perfected for taste. Listen as we verbally lace your ears from our dental so that it digests into your mental deeper than it traits from your own bloodline. Close your eyes and embrace the impact of our oral vision as our words category 5 their way through your mind and impales your spine. It's time, kings and queens, it's time to unwind with some of that lyrical astrology. Tonight we drip, so drop what you're doing and show Drip the Mic your pulmonology. Soothe your psychology with gifted word wizardry. We have been in a lab, spinning energy and creating crazy collabs and constructing chemistry here on Pulmonology. Pulmonology. Queens, we want you to stretch your pen like the first time you gave in and he parted your walls until your lungs caved in. Kings, we want you to use your pens to dig so deep like the first time y'all got it in and you used every inch of you to reach where she ends. Because this is Pulmonology with the beautiful Subliminal. This there's Pulmonology. Tell your story and open your mind to the grind of this open mic expression. Archive your ink into the ears of those who share or speak, but do not dilute your self-impression. Anxious earlobes crave to shower within your imagination. Crave to share your situation with stationary acceptance of your artistic information. So expose to us your cadence on Pulmonology. Pulmonology. P-O-E-M-A-N-O-L-O-G-Y. Pulmonology. With your host, the beautiful Subliminal. This is Pulmonology, right here on Drifting Mic, ladies and gentlemen. Subliminal.
Yo, hey, 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 this is Drifting Mic, Pulmonology, and we have the hotel doors open. Oh, my goodness, I am excited. I'm so excited because tonight in the hotel, we have our featured artist. And who is that? Oh, you'll just have to wait and see, but she's here. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait. But for those of you who do know and you want to get in and ask her some questions, why don't you dial that number, 646-378-0355, and press 1 to make this mic drip. I am your host, Subliminal, and I am ready to hear what y'all have to ask her, to dig into her mind, to see what she has to do and what's going on with her. Because, like the song said, she started from the bottom, and now she's here. But before we go any further, you know how we like to start off our shows. So I have to be asked that question. So I'm going to have to ask someone, none other than my king, the CEO of Drip the Mic Network, Aziz the Pulmonologist, to ask me that question. Hello, hello, hello.
Good evening, good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm just fabulous.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm going to ask the question and let you get to this outstanding interview. So I'm going to go ask my question and get on out the way. And the question is, Subliminal, can you make this mic drip?
But of course. This piece is called Surrender. Let's celebrate how spectacular the divine journey of a woman is, beautifully documenting all her splendid metaphorical transformation. It's like the butterfly effect. She's transcending from a child to a girl, shaping and molding a queen of exaltation, exhibiting a flawless painted portion of art. That portrait is a phenomenal display of who she is, that queen, Nefertiti, a tower of empowerment. Birthed into becoming an exquisite sacrifice for a master or a goddess of bliss, benefiting a king of valor. She has proven to be excellent, deserving, and worthy, perfectly proper while mannering extraordinary beauty. That beautiful butterfly. Tonight we're going to surrender to one of God's own beautiful butterfly of faith. And that's that drip. I know, short, sweet, straight to the point, but I am ready to get to this featured artist. This featured artist is none other than Miss Passionate the Poet. Hello, my love.
Hello.
How are you this evening, love?
I'm good.
Well, before we get started, I know everyone wants to know why you are the beautiful butterfly of the evening, our featured artist. So I need to ask you a question first, ma'am. before we tell everyone more about you. And that is, can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can. This piece is called In Between. I want to be so close that I feel your breath. Our heartbeats drum the anxiety of what's coming next. I'm your first best, your last test, unless you're defending my honor. Baby, you don't have to flex. I want to be so close that our souls connect, past life conversations that don't arrest or interrupt. I don't want us to get stuck with sticky, my gooey sweet and your chocolate honey. Fuck the ones that came before me. My fluidity, picked from the very juices that surge through my conduit. Are you aroused yet? Crown me from that POV position. I'm looking up while handling, changing grips, interlocking lips upon melanated tips and its calligraphy. Tattooed by your fingertips and sealed the deal with a kiss. Lift and pull and curl and tuck. You tongue fuck. And I can't run, not that I want to. But damn it, she crushing on you too. And we succumb. My body is like two temples. One for the world to see. The other is just for you. And peace.
Oh. And ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly why she is the featured artist of the evening. She opened it up with that pull you in seduction that she has. And then she just leaves you like, oh, I want more. I want more. Wait, did she say in peace? Oh, no, let's not stop right there. Let's not stop this right there. But before we go any further, Passionate, can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself? See, I'm doing things a little different. I want you to tell me your bio instead of me reading it about you.
Okay. I am in Aries. I just had a birthday. I turned 43, April 3rd. I'm from Chicago, born and raised. I've been in the military, I've done security. Right now I work for the post office. I have my degree in communication and journalism from Western Illinois University. And I'm working on my first poetry book, and I'm starting two businesses, one in baking, one in skincare. And I've been writing since I was 10, but I've been writing poetry since I was 18, off and on. And I've been writing erotica for the last 4 years.
So, you know, I like to start it off, and then I'll bring in the callers.
Yes,
I have to ask this question. How did you get your name, Passionate Poet?
Well, I was pondering on different names. I started out with Deneen Supreme. Deneen is my real middle name, and I had Deneen Supreme ever since I started writing. Then I changed it up a couple of other times, and I posted it on Facebook. And then one of my cousins was like, well, why don't you just call yourself Passionate? Because everything about you is passionate, your character, your poetry, everything you are, but change it up and put your real name in it and spell it like that. And that's how it ended up being Passionate, P-A-S-S-A-U-N-A, Shauna, my first name, A-T-E. And that's how I became Passionate the Poet 2 years ago.
Oh, my. We're going to get deeper. We're going to get a little deeper. Hold on. So, you know, I can keep you to myself, but I wouldn't be right. Let's go ahead and see what these callers got to say. You ready?
Yes.
So, let's go ahead and bring in our first caller of the evening, and this will be none other than one of your co-hosts for the evening. Hello, MD Lies. How are you, sir?
Hello. I just got one thing to say. Ladies, we're back. How you ladies doing today?
Hey,
I'm
MD.
Doing just fine, MD.
Yeah, I'm still sitting over here trying to get this pen to work right.
Yeah, we all been doing that ourselves, I do believe. I know Passion has been telling me the same thing.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, been missing you ladies on the conference room.
We miss you too, love.
Same here. We working on it. We working on it. We got some things coming. We got some things coming. But right now, it's all about Passionate. So what question do you have for our featured artist for the evening?
Well, I just want to know, since your name is Passionate, what's the most passionate piece that you have written that you can remember?
I wrote it last year, last April to be exact. And my counterpart asked me to write a piece about something specific dealing with an intimate situation.
Okay. And what piece that, if there is a piece that you've written and you second-guess that piece? Because I got a couple of them that I've written and second-guess the first draft of it and had to go back and remaster it.
I revise all my poetry as I go, actually. Sometimes they're freestyles, like if I have the beginning and then I just start flowing, or pieces like I've written pieces to dedicate to people, like my play little brother got married and it was his anniversary, and I wrote him a piece, him and his wife a piece last year. I actually physically wrote that piece out.
Okay.
But I go back and revise. Like, I look at it and I'm like, that shit don't sound right. And then and then I gotta make it work for how I want it to flow, you know, because poetry in itself is an extension of our life. And
True. By
it being an extension of ourselves, it is a life force on its own, and it has to have a rhythm. So when you write it, it has to have its own rhythm and it has to flow. And you can't force it. And when you force it, that's when shit get all awry. You know?
Right, right.
So you gotta take your time with it. And it can't be rushed. You know, creativity can't be rushed. It's not on a timeline, you know.
Okay. And
now that being
said.
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I heard you say you got your poetry book coming out. When is that coming out?
You asked too many questions.
I'm sorry. I'm
hopefully this August. I'm waiting on
a
copyright. I'm waiting on the copyright to come back approved, and then I can start putting the production and the whole presentation of it together.
Okay.
And I'll keep you posted.
I'll most definitely do that.
With that being said, MD Lives.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Passionate the Poet has a question to ask you.
All right. Can you make this mic drip?
I can try to do a little something. It's been a minute, but I'll try to do a little something. This piece don't have a title, and it's crazy. And it goes, should I cross the street and be in agony because your sex is so good that I lose myself in this turmoil? Or should I press on in search of a divine love? Nah, never that. That's not me. I am torn between my head I think with and the one I piss with. One head says stay because she puts it on you like no other. The other says the pain will make your world go darker. Which should I listen to? When I'm inside you, I feel the pressure start to release. But when I see you, there's another pressure that wants to be free. in two different ways, though. One way feels damn good. The other says, do it and you'll be in jail soon. Fuck it. I'm going to do both. I'm going to fuck you good tonight. And as I look deep in your eyes and show my real intention, I'm going to split your fucking dome with the hatchet your pops made for stone. Then you'll know. Your pussy may be that damn good, but you'll never play me like a fool. I'm a hard dick psycho, ready to slaughter your pussy, then your soul. So you better think twice. Because thinking the powers of the pussy is enough to control the devil in me, my mind is full of devilish antics your mind can never conceive. Before you put that pussy on me, my devilish dick controls the room. Fuck for love, and it will fuck you royally. That I just fucked to get off. Again, you have entered the dark world and the dark mind of M fucking D Live. A different fucking side to me and a world with fucked up attitudes. To be continued, but not controlled. In peace.
Well,
passionate.
That was nice.
They'll just screwed up.
That was deep, bro.
It's a screwed up piece.
Your wants versus your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That line between really? Love and lust.
Yep, love and lust. Well, MD, we're going to send you on down to the hotel concierge, get your room key, sit back and listen to the rest of this dope interview of why Passionate the Poet is a feature for this evening.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely going to stay tuned. Glad to be back on.
Enjoy. Same here. Sit back and enjoy the rest of the drip.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Ms. Passionate, before I bring in the next one, I got to ask my next question. Because you say you've been writing erotic since the age of 18, I want to know, who inspired you to start writing erotics?
I had teamed up with one of the poets in the Black Poetry Cafe. His name is Nico Smooth. And we started writing epic porn, like storytelling porn. Like, I'll write a verse, and then he write a verse, and then I write a verse, and he write a verse. It got to a point where people actually thought that we were a couple. And I'm like, I never met this man in my life. He live in Miami. I live in Chicago. Pumpy breaks. It's just poetry. Okay? But it was so real to the point where, you know, kind of caused him a relationship. People was questioning, you know, my motives and intentions. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry if that's how you feel, but that's not what it is. So, and then in the last 4 years, I've been dating my muse. That's all. Most of the poetry is about him and my love for him and our love for each other and most of our excursions. So if you could be a fly on the wall, the poetry paints a picture for you, like you were in the room.
Oh, I'm gonna touch that too. Ooh, you give me some more questions to ask you. Ooh, you give me more questions to ask you. But I know that this next poet has some questions to ask you. So let's see what the drive-by poetess has to ask. Hello, 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 love. How are you? Miss Drive-by Poetess.
Oh, my goodness. Good evening. I was just hung up on that. Ooh, good evening, everyone. I was just hung up on that young man's poetry.
MD I mean, y'all can do that. That's probably why his name is MD Live. Yeah.
All right, you have to ask me a question again.
Oh, Lord.
Excuse me.
Well, Miss Drive-by Poetess, What question do you have for Ms. Passionate the Poet?
Oh, a question that I had on my mind as you was talking about the different careers and phases of life you've been in, like the Army and the post office. I want to know, did you get any erotic poetry out of being in any of those positions or careers? Did anything come out of that was in that erotic area?
I want to say when I started doing security, I've been at the post office for 2.5 years, so I was doing security 2 years before that. So, like, the duration of when I first started doing erotica, but not, like, the positions itself influenced me, no. Nobody I had a crush on at work, and I don't mix business with pleasure anyway. I can't date people at work. It's messed up because, you know, dudes talk more than chicks, and, you know, then it'd be a rumor about how Shauna put it on you, and, you know, I can't have that kind of pressure, you know. I'm a quiet nerd. I'm a quiet nerd.
All right.
But I've been writing pretty much since that duration as far as erotica is concerned. But I write in all genres. But I actually started writing erotica before that, but I was too afraid to either speak it or post it because, you know, it's a different, a sensual side of me. People weren't actually used to seeing that and seeing me write from that perspective. And, you know, you get a little self-conscious, like, are they going to take it? What are they going to think of me? Not that I'm really concerned about that, but, you know, I was real shy with it at first. You know, I talked to some people and they were like, no, this poetry. If they can't take it, I will.
Okay. All right. Can I make a comment? Did you say something about in your piece about tattooed by your fingertips?
Yes.
I was wondering if I heard that right because I was so busy feeling what you were saying, and I was like, if I was imagining that tattooed by your fingertips, that's a good expression. I like that. That was very creative. I had to tell you that.
Now, with that being said, Ms. Drive-By Poetess, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Can you make this mic drip?
I sure will. Matter of fact, I went and I pulled out something that I did not too long ago for this particular occasion. The name of it is I Am Dripping. I am dripping melanin and honey. All right. I am dripping melanin and honey as I glide from side to side, slipping, dripping. Unapologetically, I am black. So black, so deliciously dark chocolate, the kind you do not find in the stores, the kind of delicious treat you can't afford anymore. I am dripping knowledge of self, slurping nectar of truth flowing from my neck, displaying the nuptial between my head and my chest. Along the way, being a black woman today, I have no time to play or anybody's mess. My sensuality, the sensuous way I lick my full lips as my eyes beckon you to come forth into the substance that pull you deep into the regions of my cranial matter, wanting more of me. I am dripping melanin and honey. I am black without apology. You can't think you can come formally baking and making a movie of our love scenes, giving yourself a glory every day, putting our love on bootleg display or magazines. I am dripping melanin and honey. I am black without apology. I do not have to explain to nobody what's going on in my life, why no man has made me his wife. Quietly, I wait in the background for the sound of the trumpet call to display further wisdom, not going to class down the hall anymore. I am seeking a higher authority within my rights as queen of this kingdom and God's glory. The melanin of my skin is rich, luxurious, supple to the touch. The pleasure it will bring as the honey drips, slips, glide down your hands as you smooth it on my body like a chocolate-covered strawberry swirling between your lips, melting down to my hips. I am dripping right now from head to toe as you combine the taste of melanin and honey. the honey from the honeycomb, sweeter as the day goes by, never a flavor so satisfying. I am a black melanin queen, dripping with honey. I am black without apology. Take me or leave me. I am only fit today for a melanin king. That's that drip.
All right.
Ooh, did you hear that?
Yes.
Passionate, did you hear that? What part
yes.
did you get stuck on?
I don't have a part. I just know that that was a sexy, intelligent, empowering piece of poetry. It was wonderful. Made me proud to be black. And just a woman.
That melanin. That melanin was dripping with honey.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Well, Ms. Drive-By Poetess, we thank you for coming through and dripping your melanated honey on this mic.
All right.
We're going to send you
all
on
right.
down to the concierge as we sit back and listen to the rest of this interview. Continue to
thank
drip.
You.
Thank
will.
You.
I will. Bye-bye.
Now, passionate, passionate, passionate.
Yes, ma'am.
I have another question. What is it that draws you to poetry?
Well, you know, it's power in the pen. You know,
mm-hmm.
Aside from us expressing our emotions and thoughts and beliefs and convictions, it's power in releasing that in word form. Because sometimes verbally getting the words out, it's not going to be the same impact or have the same fluidity. And when you're able to write those things down, and reflect upon them. It's like you're releasing a part of yourself and learning yourself at the same time. Because we're in constant motion. So if we're in constant motion, we're in constant evolution. So you can reflect and see what that was a part of you and how you can either build upon from it or move away from it and be a better person. That's how I use the poetry and evolve it. So even with me talking about sensuality, it's still evolving. It has its good and its bad, and then you reflect on it and you build upon it. And whatever you need to take away from it and also take that away from yourself as an individual because you're trying to evolve into a better person.
So now that you've given that perfectly elevating, evolving revelation, I've got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Passionate the Poet, can you show everyone once again why you are the feature of the evening, the artist of this month, and make this mic drip?
Yes. This piece is called I Have You. I have you between realms of chaos and serenity. You surrender to me. You build and you brew, unfiltered, uncharted, flowing, the essence of you. I have you, clenched in the midst, excitingly awaiting reception of your celestial gist. You feel my vice grip. You are shit. As you pull up and plunge further, deeper into it, releasing parts of your soul into my abyss. I have you at the brink of insanity, the torture of pink kisses making you mad, I see. And so it begins. You fill her with the intentions of doing her in, your warmth through my passage and the aftermath that's cataclysmic, the colors of your best dream. I have you in my grips. And yours is of my hips. Is this reality, though? It feels like you stop time and In these drudging moments, you are all I know, all I see, smell, taste, and think. Your passion, your strength, all I hear and know you to be, that's your highest vulnerability, and you gave it to me, willingly. You made your mark, stake your claim. As your soul leaks, I profess your name. Life as we know it is not the same. I wish I could wear your war paint as a brand, awaiting the next circumstance where I defy you again. From all of your ills, I will eventually sink, being taken under siege. I now see me having you, even in these moments, is not the same as you having me. Thank you.
Can you read that first line for me one more time?
I have you between the realms of serenity and chaos. You surrender to me. You build and you brew. Oh, I'm sorry.
That first line, that first line, I had to ask the question, does she have you? Does she have you able to surrender to her? Or is she going to make you chaotically surrender to her? She going to give you so much going on that you can't even stand it. Your mind is going.
I'm going to tell you the backstory.
Just going into overdrive. Ooh, that line.
You
want
to hear the backstory?
That line right there. Yes, please.
Okay. When MD asked me about the most passionate piece that I've written thus far, and I wrote this piece mm-hmm. last April, my counterpart asked me to write a piece for him describing how it feels when he comes inside of me. And that was that piece.
But this piece was like, that first line was what caught me. I heard the rest of it, and it blows my mind. But that first line was what caught me. But I got to ask this next caller, what line or what caught them on that piece? So whom better for me to ask this question to than Aziz, the pulmonologist, the CEO? Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
Hi, big bro.
Hey, what's up, sis? How you doing?
I'm good.
So glad to, so good to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you.
So, my king, I have a question.
Yes.
That piece, that catastrophic piece that she just dripped to let us know what was going through her mind for her counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
What say you about that piece?
I thought it was, how can I put it? It was, I feel like it gets directly for us, for the listener, for it as a counterpart. Piece will get directly to my sensitive part, you know what I mean? Like it would give me a message, tune me in, reel me in. And I just thought it was really, really in touch with what he needed to hear without him giving her like some like barriers to go through. She just basically nailed it.
Right on the head.
Period.
So do you have a question to ask our featured artists of the evening?
I do. My question would be,
nope.
So.
Oh, go ahead. I'm playing. Go ahead.
I just got what you said. Yo, no, my question would be, so what is your ideal writing situation? What I mean by that is, like, I don't know, you might be at work all day and you're like, you know what, when I get off, I need to write a piece. And so when I go home, I'm going to do blank, 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 and blank before I start this piece.
Before I write, I have to unwind, I usually have a nice warm cup of tea and reflect on some of the other poetry that I've written to see where I might want to put the direction into. I write conscious pieces, but those are like between me and God, like
right.
With stuff that's going on, you know, in current times, I don't always want to jump the gun and write a piece about it because everybody's angry, everybody's feeling a certain type of way, and I still want to have passion, no pun intended, but passion when I write, where it's still coming from a place of love and not anger and hatred and, and putrid things, because it's enough of that going on in the world. So even when I deal with my conscious pieces, it's still from a loving perspective and a proud perspective of being a Black woman and being a Black person and being a human being and a spiritual being, and all of those things are intertwined. So it depends on the mood that I'm in at the time, but I have to be relaxed when I write. I can't be angry and, and, you know, cramped up and got knots in the back and things. You can't really get a good piece out like that.
Dig that. I dig that.
So now I have to ask you this question as the CEO. And that question is, can you make this my drip?
I absolutely can.
Mic is yours.
I'm sure you heard, I break my victims down, adjectives, nouns, predicates, and verbs. I was closely observed stomping the curb. That's when banging and selling made me a felon. Now I can't be caught with no weapon, but fuck that, I'm still packing when I'm stepping. Not letting some nerd with nerves test this, Smith with words, OG in this shit, I serve absurd lessons. My literary aggression is Smith with the weapon like Wesson. My lyrics got no chill. You soft and unskilled, weak-ass ink spill. Nothing hard about you to be for real. The Smith in your blood is as soft as wheel. My seal reads 80 proof and toxin sealed. This is why I'm ill. You just mourn sick. Hangover, because you tried to diss pulmonologist and got hit with more bars than a Vegas strip. See, you let your lips spit what your image don't fit. You ain't equipped to live with the choices you made. Thought you want to fade with this FOI rage, turf-made lyrical hand grenade. With rage, like Carrie on prom night. Keep fucking around, I'll snatch the stuffing out you, clown like you under my bed in Poltergeist. I hold my pen with my right when I write, with my wife on my left looking right, looking at me like, baby, sick 'em. Rip 'em till no more oxygen is in 'em. So I got to make you that provocative victim. Unpredictable symptoms and I go off like a powder keg. You fake as powder eggs. Got you looking up, cause my word game over your dome like a shower head. Dripping. Bar slipping like a transmission from this fatality practicing verbal assassin. When I'm active, I be snapping. I don't clap back because I'd be the first to clap it. I empty my clip, grab a shiv, and start stabbing. My pen has a sick imagination. Make my words do tricks, roll over and play dead like a Dalmatian. My cadence is exactly prone to committing poetic criminality. Electrocution from my fingers when I write, like Raiden ending a fight with a fatality. Actually, my pen's mentality lives a straitjacket reality. So battle me at the risk of your own finality. In totality, I'm exactly the type of poetic in which you best to refrain. I've been let off the chain, no filters on my bars. Deranged and I aim to disrespect you and your whole lane. I'm untamed, even take the Lord's name in vain, like an insane atheist mutated into a deadlier strain. Sue whoopie, fruit loop, it's still gang gang. This California stoner will empty that thing wearing a pair of isotoners. No prints, no clues, you just a dead and gone, a grave covered in begonias. We'll rearrange your thoughts, I'm bad for your brain like a neurologist with no diploma. Come back when your pen is grown and do some push-ups and get a little stronger, because I'll fetch you with these metaphors and analogies like your IV reads, organ donor. And that's that drip.
Cashman.
He's singing, take the Lord's name in vain. And then he put begonias in the poem. I never heard a piece with begonias in it. That was so dope. I thought she was rapping it, actually. I was like, you need to put a beat to that, bro. Shit. That was dope.
I'm sitting here with the part about the isotoners. I've never heard a piece with someone talking about isotoners.
You know, you gotta have your gloves on when you use that thing, so you don't get no residue on your hands and shit, you know.
I guess, you know, you must have pushed the gloves don't fit in this bitch.
right.
I'm not with you too.
I wish I would have thought of that. I should have used that in that piece. I should have used that in that piece. I could have made that work.
Oh my goodness. But before we go, before I send you on off, Mr. CEO, do you have anything you would like to tell our drippers?
No, just keep these mics dripping. Just loving what I'm hearing.
And that right there is why they call you the pulmonologist, because you never know what to expect coming from his.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But everything is dope, though, so it don't matter.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate that.
So we are going to go ahead and send you on down so you can check out everybody and see what they're doing, because I know they all had it all over the hotel. Please get our employees
right.
in line, sir. Please get our employees in line.
I will. I'll do my best. Peace and love, y'all.
So passionate.
Yes, ma'am.
Before we bring in this next caller, how are you feeling? Are you okay? Is everything all right? Do I need to refill your glass?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm laughing and I'm smiling. Yes, ma'am.
I heard you say that you write your conscious pieces just between you and God. You don't speak them that much, and how you take your time before you jump to write a conscious piece.
Yes.
I want to know, what form of writing is your kryptonite that you have the hardest time writing? If you come back and say conscious piece, I'm going to make you spit one.
No, when I write about myself.
When you write about yourself.
Like real life write about myself.
Ooh. Okay. I can dig that. I can understand that. Everybody always.
And I always shock people because I shock people because they learn some things like, you really didn't go through that well. I mean, yeah, I did.
And that's why I called you that transformation, that beautiful butterfly. Because if you don't know her real story about herself and the things that she's been through, you will never, ever understand that piece that I wrote for her. But I'm not gonna stop there. I'm not gonna get all teary eyed. I'm not gonna cry because I know some of the backstory. I'm gonna go ahead and go to the next caller. Are you okay with that? You good with that? Go ahead and ask Miss Gina Storm, Miss KRS-One. What does she have to say or ask you?
Oh, my goodness. First and foremost, I want to congratulate Passionate. Hey, boo, hey. I was just thinking, oh, my goodness. Poets from Chicago aren't always on mic. And when they're featured, for me, it's a big deal. Because I'm not in the city, but I was born and raised in Joliet. And my parents are from Chicago. So it's one of those things to where I feel a kinship. And anytime I travel, I'm not flying from Joliet. I'm flying from the shot. So my thought is this. It's my home away from home. And I'm honored to even be on the mic with you because I'm so thrilled for you to be featured this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question is this. I know a lot of people refer to Chicago as Chirac. I don't, but a lot of people do. How do you feel the atmosphere in Chicago and the ongoing violence, what everybody went through during COVID, especially with the mayor being so vocal about making sure that they were adhering to what needed to take place in order for us to survive? Do you feel like that's in any way affected your pen, or have you been unfazed by it?
(Clears
Well, the first thing I have to address is that it's violence everywhere. And some are bad, some are worse than others, you know. But our city is a beautiful city. It's a lot of good things here. It's a lot of good people here. It does more for maybe my soul to bear it, you know, to absorb, you know, this is the times that we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought we'd see it. You know, our parents have talked about good things, about different things that they went through, especially the civil rights movement and, you know, our grandparents.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I never thought that, let alone be a mom, because, and then I have my son going through this shit that we're dealing with right here. And it's a lot. I mean, I don't want to keep the radio shut off, so I'm going to keep my personal thoughts to myself. But as far as the violence is violence. You know, it's senseless crime. You know, a lot of people killing each other over money, over women, and then you're not even hitting your target, you're killing babies, you know. And it should be a forced transgression behind the veil of killing children. I'm sorry. You know, when my parents were growing up, the gangs took care of people who killed women and children. Now they just don't give a fuck. They just shooting and everything. And it don't matter. They shooting people on the highway. That's one of the reasons when I started working at the post office. I just found a route, a few street routes to go from home to the job. Because fuck taking the expressway. I'm cool. I got people that need me to come home. It's hard. Because it's like, you know, it don't affect my poetry. It's just certain things that if I have a conversation with God, because me and Sublima was just talking about this, if I have a conversation with God and God puts it on my heart, I need you to write about this, and I need you to do it now. And that's what it is. And then I don't touch it anymore. And then, you know, you evolve.
Absolutely.
You continue moving around in life, and, you know, that's what it is. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I asked my question in conjunction to hers because the first thought that hit my heart was when because I never read a conscious piece of yours, but I know your erotic poetry and I think it's dope. So when Subliminal asked the question, I thought I'd ask the Chicago question, but I'll be honest with you, it's not just in the city, it's everywhere. Like you said, we had two homicides in Joliet and within the last 7 days. And I remember a time when we would have two homicides in a calendar year. So, like you said, sign of the time. So I salute you for not allowing your poetry to be affected by whatever is going on in real time. And just keep doing what you do and being who you are because you are loved and respected and obviously worthy of feature. So congratulations again.
Thank you.
Now, with that being said, I think that Miss the feature has something to ask you, Tina Storm.
It's called about her government. Can you make this?
Can you ask her the question for me, please?
Yeah, she was stuck. You have to understand that she was stuck in the giggle. Like I laughed out loud, and she laughed in her head, and was like, "Girl, I can't ask this question. Let me gather myself." I can, and I will. I'm going to do something for you. I don't know if you've ever heard me do this passionate, but I know that some people don't know what this is. I call it a key style. I wrote this piece originally on December 13, 2012. I titled it The Human Body. I'm going to key style around it right now. So I'm using the written piece of the outline, and I'm going to add or subtract a word here or there. So this is it. The human body. I was experiencing ocular surprise. I'm talking about you with delight before my eyes. Auditory explosion. A conversation that was intricate. I was engaged and I had no regrets. My
nose picks up your pheromones, and they are heaven sent. Smells like my personal aphrodisiac. As a matter of fact, I feel like my hormones aren't getting any slack. I don't even know what to do with that. Keto out of whack. I am having a myocardial infarction. That's a heart attack, as a matter of fact. And once you explore all of my orifices with your hands, fingers, and tongue, you grab me from the back and my knees buckle and I fall down. My femurs are spread across the bed. Strong hands hold these thighs. I feel my eyes rolling back in my head. There's no surprise. See, I'm feeling some kind of way and you did it right away. You're my lover and you are talented, strong and wise. I can use my phalanges to watch what these fingers do to you. My abs are clutched. My goal is to sync with you. I want to link. I am now downward facing, thinking about all the things that I, from my mind's eye, will be erasing. I won't be able to play back the highlight reel of what we're doing tonight because, I'm sorry, once again, I got to tap you in. You got scared. That's okay. Because once I conquer your wood, you will know that when I yell timber, you're done. I'm going to swallow you into my esophagus, and that choking that I do from now on is going to be swift because you didn't know it before, but now you do. Not one drop would I miss. I got you. You're mine. I licked you. And that's my proof. You didn't know, but I'm going to tell you one more game. This is my human body that I'm using, and I'm going to love you from within. I want you to understand that I'm not a rookie. No, sir, I'm a pro. As a matter of fact, I'm a player coach. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. I'm Lady KRS-One on Drip the Mic. Good evening. In peace.
All right.
Passionate.
No, I never heard that one.
Oh,
like
yeah. That's not something I do comfortably, but I did it for you because I salute erotic poetry. I'm just not good at it.
Oh, you did that. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Thank you. Coming
so
from
you,
that is definitely a compliment.
So you heard her say that she wants to hit it, feel it in the back of her throat, and
stop
she promises it. She won't. Yeah, she won't choke.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Because she's a pro.
Right. Right.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Okay. My bad. So it wasn't like I didn't have a reference. I just usually don't spit like that. So, like I said, I just stretch again so that I could honor the feature this evening. Yeah.
Well, that you did. That you did. Well, Miss Gina Storm, we're going to send you on down to the concierge. Sit back, relax, listen to the rest of this dope interview, and continue to drip.
Absolutely. One love, one mic, y'all. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Drip the Mic, and you are on Pulmonology with your host, Subliminal. We have our featured guest of the evening, Passionate the Poet. But in order for you to get in here and be a part of this phenomenal, phenomenal feature and ask her whatever your heart desires, you have to dial that number, 646-378-0355. And don't be scared. Press 1 to make this mic trip. Because just like me, I know you have a question to ask Ms. Passionate the Poet. Which brings me to my next one. Passionate.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you say that you come from a literary background?
What do you mean by that?
Did you have a family that all they did was
teach you how to compose your writing or show you how to writing, or did they push books on you? Did you come from a lyric background?
Okay, I get it. Hell no. Actually, everybody in my family, I don't mean to say it like that, like, you know, be ignorant, but no, actually I come from a musical background. So, like, my cousins, my first cousins are rappers and producers, and they make beats. My second cousins, you know, my mother's first cousins, they play percussion. I'm dating a drummer. my late uncle, Philard Williams, was the original drummer to Earth, Wind, and Fire when they first formed as a group and actually had a woman in the group. It was actually called
Tinkerbell. Oh, wow.
And I forgot what my mother said. Yeah. So I come from a musical background. I'm the only one who writes poetry.
Wow. See, learn something new every day. Learn something new every day. So, it's the top of the hour. And you know what that means? Our drippers want to hear why you are the featured artist of the evening. So Ms. Passion of the Poet, can you make this my drip?
Yes. And in honor of my sis, Gina Storm, I'm going to do a concert piece. It's called Fallen Stars. Your heart is paramount. Your soul ties have ancestral clout. The cosmos has us figured out when we were kings. Before laws were laws, we had our own doctrine. Way before the slavery apocalypse. Before the Willie Lynch letter synopsis. Before the bigotry backdrop and the racist copses, when we were kings. America the beautiful, but Africa was fruitful. The government's propaganda truthful cut off my foot from my roots when we were kings. What we take from nature, we give back. Through the cycles of life has come to just that. From everything taken, stripped, raped, beaten, sold, and eaten, when do we get our reparations? Oh, yeah, that's right. We got BET when we were kings. Back to Africa is still a movement. These dark ages of now, life is not as fluid or jovial. It's almost like I'm marked at birth, tagged and bagged for my melanin and my girth. Even with evolutionary science, they still can't replicate my words, especially when we were kings. Let freedom ring for whom the bell tolls. You know freedom ain't free. We're forever in a barter system, trading our lives through generations just to play sports and it's still segregated when we were kings. Steady singing that same song and dance. We can kneel when we pray, but not when we take a stance. They only let us get so high like a controlled substance. The system corrupted to keep us enslaved through music, diet, water, education, and prison. They all beat us into the same subliminal rhythms, but we're lazy and we all we do is blame the government. Motherfucker, we're not even citizens. How about when the emojis of now are retro hieroglyphics. My history is her story, and our story is the glory. From the beginning of civilization to overload technology, us celestial beings constantly on another wavelength, perpetual upward life-sustaining evolution pulse. We will always flow in a unique frequency, as we are kings. In peace.
Whoa. You see, I've never heard you from this side. I've always heard your passionate pieces and your sexual pieces and your erotic pieces, but I've never heard your conscious pieces. This was fire.
You can't give me any.
You used so many gems and so many lyrics in it that you played off of a lot of things that a lot of people would have never put together. This was nice. This was a really, really, really beautiful piece.
Thank you, sir.
But I'm going to open up this next line, and I'm going to let them tell you what they thought of that piece. Okay. Hello, Venom.
Well, hello there, ladies. How y'all doing?
My sexy Scorpio.
I'm all giddy over here, man.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Doing just fine, Venom. How are
you? How you doing, Long Beach?
You know I had to be up in the building, man. You know I had to be up in the building.
I know you did, baby. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Same here. Same in return. Same in return. And Queen
hey,
Subliminal?
Bro, how are you? Hey, bro.
I'm good.
So what did you think about that piece, sir?
I was digging it because you don't hear that side of her from the conscious
mm-hmm.
side. You know, and I would employ her to do more of that, you know. I
mm-hmm.
mean, don't just pigeonhole yourself in one genre. Let the world know that you can do more than just erotic or passion or love. Let them know I have something serious to say about consciousness, what's going on in the world. And let that be another form. Be real, well-rounded in doing your pieces and your craft. At all times. That's my advice.
Yes, sir. And I do.
Good.
Now, what question do you have for our featured artist?
All right. So I was listening to everyone else, and it was something that was missing. My question delved into what would you say is your baby piece, your go-to piece that is non-erotic?
My go-to piece is non-erotic. Ooh.
Uh-huh.
A piece that I wrote for me and my son. Well, my son and I, we wrote it together.
Okay. Is that the one that you posted? You even put it on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on Instagram. It's a
yeah,
picture of
yeah.
Those two together.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. All right, good. Yeah, that was good. So why was it that piece? Because you and your son, was that the dynamic part of it?
Well, my son is also a published poet. He was published at the age of 6. He wrote a poem when he was in first grade, and I entered it into a contest for school students, and he won uh-huh. like within the top 10 of the country.
Uh-huh.
And since then, because he's 9 now, he'll be 10 in July, we're working on our first children's book together. And in the midst of that, we do write poetry here and there.
Okay. That's good. That's what's up. Start them off young and let them blossom in between. That's good.
Yeah, he's proud of that. He took his book to show and tell and everything.
Oh, that's good.
Now, with that being said, Kashnik, can you do me the honors?
Oh, I already know the answer, but Venom, can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I believe I can. I'm going to do something different. Since I told you to be different, I'm going to be different as well. So let's get it. I'd like to ask you a question. And the question is, can I? I mean, just listen to the words. Can I? But I'm saying, can I, if only for a moment, fall in love with you? Not with just loving you, but I mean fall in love with you. Truly falling in love, not just with the idea but of loving you, but with the idea of loving only you. So I ask you again, lady, can I, if only for one night, hold you close and never let you go. Hold you so close as if we are one, falling deeper in love. So I'm asking, can I, if only for a moment, love you without limits and not set boundaries? Let's not be afraid of what is unknown. Loving you is so easy to do, but I need you to know and understand, can I, if only for a moment, bond with you in ways that no man has ever done so. Let me give myself to you in the deepest sense, not just the inner, but also the outer. I mean, taking all of me. Can I, if only for a moment, let's make our joining like a high school crush. You know that kind that erupts butterflies in your stomach, giving you things in ways only a woman can dream of. So I'm asking again, let me be your dream. So in turn, can I? If only for a moment. You see, baby, I'm not scared to tell you how I feel, to tell you how my heart is really real, to hold you, giving you every bit of me, not withholding anything. So finally, again, as I bow down on my knees, as I hand you this ring, I say, can I? I'm not just talking about for a moment, but I'm talking for a lifetime. So I need to be yours, and you can be mine. Instinct.
Passion.
Well, I'm already in love with you, so I don't know who you're talking to. Who the other lady is, but I don't know. You're gonna have to go through my criteria. You know, make sure she's loving you right. How about that?
I know, man. Oh man. That's what's up. Oh man.
I'm laughing. I'm sorry. I'm laughing. Let me stop. Compose myself. Okay. I like the part where you said like two high school lovers, because you brought it back to how when you first find that first love and you so giddy and you so playful and it's fresh and it's new. I like that part. That's what it made me. Mm-hmm. Ooh, cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, we all been through that, you know, and we, you know, to be on the real, no matter what age a person is, when they meet somebody new or, you know, and they get to knowing each other, it's like that high school crush
that time period.
That first beginning.
That high school, that, ooh, it's fresh, it's new. Ooh, I like this. Yes.
Right.
I like that part.
Right. And see, so, you know, that's what it is, you know, so. Thank y'all for letting me do that piece. I was trying to figure out which piece I was battling within my own self. Do I do an erotic piece? Do I do this piece? Do I do this piece? So I just said I'll split down the middle. So thank y'all.
Okay. Sound like we're going to go through your words. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we thank you for coming through and dripping. Sit back, relax, go down to the concierge, get your key.
Yes.
And
all right.
Continue.
Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ms. Passionate, you know, I need you to compose yourself. So I'm going to go ask you this next one. Where do you see or what do you feel your poetry is going to leave for the next generation? What image?
Well, the legacy I want to leave is to not be afraid to speak what's on your heart and what's on your mind at any given time. Because a lot of times, you know, poetry is a platform for people who can't speak up for themselves. So people who deal with domestic abuse and sexual abuse and rape and mental health and all kind of things, you know, and they can't always get their voice out because there is a stigma about people who have disabilities, whether it's physical or behavioral or emotional. And I just want people to know that they can speak out loud and on paper and have it match up and level out for a presentation of what their soul speaks, and it's okay and it's accepted.
Beautiful said. So with that being said, let's ask this next stripper. Or better yet, let's have the next stripper ask you a question. Hello, hello, hello. How are you this evening?
773. How are you this evening? Welcome to Drip the Mic. I don't think they realize they're on the air, Pastor. We'll come back to them. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. So we'll go to C-34 Music. How are you, sir?
Hey, Subliminal and Passionate, can y'all come back to me? Because I got too much noise around here, and I can't do my poem with them doing all this noise.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll try this one again. Hello, 773-8742. How are you this evening? And welcome to Drip the Mic. Who do we have on the line?
Hello.
Hello. I guess they don't want to speak either. You know what? Let's do this instead. Passion, always mm-hmm. wanted to ask you this question because that's just how I am. That's just what I do. I like to be spontaneous. If you could do poetry with any living person, living person, living okay. person within the poetry community, so I'm going to narrow it down even more, who would you collab with and why? She's got to think on this one, huh? Think hard. So let me say
does it have to be somebody that I haven't yet, or just yes?
Oh yes, that you have not.
Not that I have not.
Mm-hmm.
That I have not.
Mm-hmm. And why?
Whew.
It's so many, I know.
It is.
Oh, I got her thinking. I like it when I make people think.
Yeah.
I like it when I make you think. So, out of
I would
every
have to
poet,
say,
mm-hmm.
Larry Maddox.
And why?
And why? Why? I. His pieces are so gut-wrenching, powerful. Like I was there in his mind when he wrote it. And it would be interesting for us to do a contrast piece, no matter the genre, just anything in particular, nothing in particular. But I think it would be dope.
Okay. Nice question. Okay. I can't wait to see what y'all are going to come up with. Now, who is the biggest and greatest influencer in your life? Who influences you the most?
And my mom.
Okay.
My son is like my A1 from day one, and he's like, he says these profound things that you wouldn't imagine come out of a 9-year-old unless they were writing speeches. And he's my biggest motivator, my cheerleader. Like I had a challenge to do on Epiphany Radio one day, and I was in tears because I'm like, I'm stressed out. I got a headache. I got a migraine. I don't even know. And he was like, Mom, we're gonna pray for a minute. We're gonna talk to God, and we're gonna get it together. And you're gonna write this piece, and it's gonna be amazing. And took a breath, prayed, and before I knew it, the thoughts came to me and I was ready.
All right, so we're going to go back to these lines and see if they're ready to ask you that next question. So,
okay.
C-34.
Yes, it's been so long since I've talked to you. Subliminal, how have you been? And Passionate, I haven't talked to you in quite some time either. How have you been?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Excellent. Excellent. Miss all of you. I mean, it's been crazy. But my question for Passionate, and I don't know if anybody's asked this. If you had a chance to speak with your favorite poet from the past, which one would it be?
Langston Hughes.
Say that again.
Langston Hughes.
Langston Hughes, okay. And why would that be?
When I first started, like, dabbling in poetry when I was in grade school, I read his books. And I read all the poets during the Harlem Renaissance. But for some reason, his poetry was powerful, even with the fewest of words. And I was like, I mean, I want to have that impact where I don't have to say as much, but it's still, the message gets out there and people feel it, think it, and breathe it. So if anything, he was my influencer when I started writing poetry.
I like that answer. Great answer. Congratulations on your feature.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, with that said, Pastor, can you do me the honors?
Maestro, can you make this mic drip?
Yeah, until that water bill is too high, and then I'm going to have to do something about that.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called She Paints Her Canvas Black. She's been in her Angela Davis, Asada Secure mode for a while. Bob Ross with a vagina monologue birthing creation. She has a choice of many colors on her palette, but she paints her canvas black. Rapid motions over rigor mortis, the beats per rhythm set at 68, as she assassinates the pyramid schemes of racism like it was an April 4th day on a balcony in Memphis. She brings the tempo down to a slower 65. You can't see the birds in the New York ballroom. You can't see the flames in Detroit or the water spray in Watts. She's X'd out the blood red pigments on the floor and stage. No images of Dallas, Minneapolis, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Rochester, Louisville, and others left in absence. The soundtrack of shouts and running from police ammo. The screams of what matters adds to the propaganda the media ratings demand of. She paints her canvas black to hide the ocean of tears, torrential downpours stemming from her tornado activity mind. And obvious questions like, what have we overcome? If I'm black, is that why I have been unseen for so long? I've only said I was black because my family said I was. I fell due to my pride, she said, and I never saw my God. He made her and created her, but maybe she accepted labels he never gave her except love and beautiful. But she paints her canvas black, so who will ever know? In peace.
Fashion.
I felt all of it. Beautiful piece. As with all your
Thank work, you.
It's phenomenal.
Thank you very much, Passionate.
I like this part I like the part where you ask the question, what have we overcome? Because of what we're going through now in this world, what have we overcome? It seems like we're still sitting in the same place that our ancestors were years ago.
Exactly. And I think our ancestors are saying, what are you doing to push it forward?
Right. But we thank you for coming through and dripping the mic.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to do this again real soon without the Marsha Brady's and stuff around here.
Yes, we understand. We understand.
Yeah.
Go on down to the concierge, get your room key, sit back, relax, and listen to the rest of this dope feature, and continue to drip.
Yes, one love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
Now, Ms. Passionate, Ms. Passionate, Ms. Passionate, this is my favorite time because, you know, I can't believe it. We're almost over. But I saved this last 30 minutes just for you. In the very beginning, I asked the question for you to tell us about yourself. And the one thing you said was that stuck out with me is that you're beginning or about to launch your book. Can you tell us about that book?
Okay. My first chapbook of poetry will be a collection of pieces that are like accidental poetry. So like a lot of my fellow poets, when they post their pieces, and I'll respond with a poem. Or some of the collaborations I've done, so my half of the collaboration will be published, as well as sometimes I text message a poem if I'm feeling inspired enough. And I can't really find the brief words to express my love or gratitude to my friends and family, I'll write them a poem. So it'll be those. Unexpectedly Dope, and that'll be the title of it as well. So a selection of poetry, and the title of the book will be Unexpectedly Dope.
And this book will be coming out when?
Hopefully by Christmas. I'm waiting on my copyrights to come back. Maybe before.
Y'all heard it. And then you told me you have two businesses. What are those two businesses now?
Okay, well, the first one is my baking side hustle, but I'm going to go ahead and make a business out of it because I'm trying to expand. And the name of that is GI, like military, GI Sweets. I got that name from when I used to do catering, and they put me in charge of the sweets. So that was my nickname in the club, was GI Sweets, and I was like, and I kept hold of it. I was like, I'm going to make a business out of this shit one day. And here I am starting to make a business out of it. And my other business is an organic skincare line, oral care, therapeutic massage oils, and my son and I are going to start making candles next year if all goes well. And the name of that business is Diversified Ambrosia.
Now, I have one more caller in queue before we allow you to do what you do. So I'm going to bring them in. Try this one more time. Welcome to Drip the Mic. Who do we have on the line? Hello?
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 How are you? Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you, Claude.
Oh, how you doing? That's my girl. I'm happy. I love your program.
Thank you.
That's my best friend from high school.
Oh, wow. That's my best friend from high school.
What question do you ask your best friend from high school?
I was busy eating some Garrett's popcorn, so I've been focused on that and the beautiful poetry tonight. First question. Do you think you'll ever do a children's book?
Actually, me and my son are working on that as we speak. So hopefully the spring of next year, it'll be done.
And it's going to be successful, too, because your name is on it.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, I got to put the props here. She's got a gift for speaking. It's a gift between her and the invisible, the divine. It comes to her. It's just the power she has. They say black women don't have power, but they haven't met her. If you read her poetry, it's much more than just words and just channeling. There's a God source. There's something there that gives her these words that brings life into being. You know, God said let there be light, but she takes it to like a whole new level. It's like, watch out, Thomas Edison. This black woman's going to turn you off and going to turn it up. So, you know how I am, Sean.
Lord, I know. Thank you, God.
You're welcome.
Now, Passionate, does your best friend from high school do poetry?
Yes, he does like poetry.
Mm.
He's a published author, too.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm a bit aloof right now. I have some Garrett's popcorn, and it's just like, ooh, boy. Do you all want me to share a poem?
Oh, Passion is about to ask you the question of the evening.
Oh, yeah. Ask me a question.
Go ahead, Passion.
Okay. Claude.
Yes.
Can you make this mic drip? That would be your cue to speak your piece. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm just all nervous and stuff like I'm on a job interview. Okay, go on.
Do you have a piece you want to share with us?
Oh, a piece. Yes. I have a lot of poetry, so this is the one I've memorized. It's not erotic, but you know, it could take you someplace. Because what is missing is peace. So it's called one of my published poems, My Peace That Still Survives. And it starts off this way. Breathe again and peace survives. And all that love and peace survives. Those incarnating imaginings behind your eyes and still peace survives. And here I have now arrived to claim the unlimited abundance of my dreams realized. As I give thanks for my gifts of breaths, my soul, that traveler, disguised as healing peace that still survives.
Beautiful. One of my favorites by you.
Oh, but wait. Claude?
I'm here.
Guess what?
Oh.
You are a virgin to drip the mic. Now, Passionate, you know what we do, virgin.
Oh, well, it's cool to be a virgin.
You know what we do to virgins, Passionate.
I'll be a virgin.
Says, Passionate, would you like to go first, or would you like me to?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I haven't been virgin in years like this. That's cool. Okay,
I'll be virgin. I can't do this
anymore. Be gentle with me, okay? I'm not like I used to be.
No titles yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
No titles yet. He said he loves fucking my lips. Now, is that from any position? In aerial view or front-leaning rest description? A 69, side to side from your phalanges, parting the central split of yoni pastures. Destination paradise as a river runs through it. My origin of gravity, the birth of civilization's cavity. How your energy and soul is capturing
pushing the envelope as I'm gasping and grasping, my chest expanding on a conversation that never uttered. Yet I'm drooling. Your tongue keeps stuttering. I can't talk. I just want to scream, awaiting to take your dictation, sir. But your punctuation got me afflicted. I'm almost offended as I'm very well much long-winded. You said a whole lot without words, making the situation topsy-turvy, hands on my curvy. Took yourself to school so you can learn, yeah? Extra credit oral exam seems to be one hell of a dean's list experience, considering you haven't kissed my other sex. To engage in a central role play of lingual connect, I can't wait until next. Time, turn, week, month, day, hour. Whenever I can return the favor, you let me know so I can save the date. Thank you.
O-M-G. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, for the privilege of tasting his sweet butter rum essence. I would tease, torture, and prod him erect. Then with shallow kisses and slight moans, allow my mouth to shower deep, hard strokes, caressing for a very long time. I will tease and torture his erection and his erotic zone. This sweet ebony goddess is reading her man's mind and put it down on him mentally for his mental page. O-M-G, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Imagine dim lights displaying around the room, flickering that scented vanilla bean candles that are strategically placed throughout the crackling windows, allowing just enough of the breeze to submerge the room with the scent, masking the lust. O-M-G. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Can you see the escaping lust? Can you not interrupt my goals? I love to see you naked on silky satin sheets. As I glance down at my goal, my prize, my reason for being here, O-M-G, oh my God, oh my God, just smelling his arousal makes me cream. Do you see how wet you make me? No, 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 no. You can't touch and you can't suck. Not yet, maybe not at all. O-M-G, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And that's that drip. What? So, best friend from high school, Mr. Clark,
that's me. I'm here.
You have been virginized. Thank you for
you stole my virginity. I'm
yes,
contacting Congress.
Poetically speaking,
poetically speaking, yes.
Poetically.
Oh
speaking.
Yeah, I was because my virginity. You know, I wanted to call Oprah, and you know, and if you get Gayle King on this, you know she's gonna, you know, she's gonna torture a black man. You know, that was, you, can I say something?
Yes.
I thought that you both, if you know, I don't want to be offensive. I don't want to be offensive. You know how I am. But you know what? Spiritually, I feel like I orgasm, and also I'm hungry, and I just want to go running for some reason and you know, get like a golden calf and burn down a building and think about watching an 80s movie. I just love, I love the imagery of the poetry by both of you. It's just beautiful.
But I have a question, though, because you
okay.
are the BFF since who knows how long.
Not great.
What's that one thing that we don't know about Passionate the Poet that you would like to share with us all? Yes, I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, there is something. There's a reason why I'm a best friend forever, and I can say it this way. Spoilers.
Spoilers?
Yeah, that's the best friend
response. Detail.
Yeah. Spoilers? Well, I think everybody's a mystery. And I think to give too much takes away from what is and what is to be desired. And I'm not going to take away the element of mystery, but what I will say is, I will say that she has something more powerful inside her than when Moses parted the waters and led his people to freedom. It's in that magic, it's in that stick, in that word, and who she is that I'll never tell. Just keep talking to her. Just keep in touch with her. She's magic, and I don't want to know the secret. I want to be led by it. That's all.
Wow. Now that is beautiful within so many words. I know she's over there crying because I know how passionate it is.
She's crying. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry.
I know how she is. She is over there as if to say, wow, I didn't realize I had that much of an impact. I felt you over there. All she's over there saying is, I'm going to continue to be that mystery to you and to the world. And thank you for believing in me.
I don't want to solve. Just like as a poet myself and you, you're a beautiful poet as well. I heard.
Thank you.
For someone to come for you would be an honor. And I don't mean just the physical act, but the mental, the intellectual celebrity of that moment for you, whoever. Or the poem that you said, I mean, you're a queen in your own element. I don't need a lot of people to understand what makes a black woman work. It's in knowing her and being connected to her, you'll understand. Just like God's elusive, you don't have to know how the world was really created. You don't have to know. You don't have to have someone tell you because it's already within. And the recipe of who she is within. It doesn't need to be duplicated. Then you just destroy the want of it. That's how I like it, mystery. That's how you respect the mystery.
Wow.
So you give away the recipe, and people try to copy who you're trying to be. So you, not just you, but you and my best friend, Shauna, you keep on being black, strong, orgasmically, cosmically profound, and don't let no man or no one try to copy your recipe, because every day God wakes you both up. He wakes you up with instructions. Be your best and give him hell. And you know it's deep when God says give him hell, because he invented hell. Anyway, I'm going to leave that one alone. I feel like Luther Vandross without the chicken sandwich. I mean, I'm just hungry for chicken. I don't know.
Thank you for the words of encouragement.
You're welcome.
That's coming from me.
Thank you, Claude.
You're welcome.
Now, we're going to go ahead and send you on down to the concierge, get your room key, sit back, and listen to the rest of the show, and continue to drip.
I will drip for you. And is there Netflix down at the concierge,
Claude,
too? Because the book is bored. Okay.
Claude.
Yes?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's your best friend.
We will go off on a tangent. Yes, I know.
I see that. That's your best friend. But we have one more hand, and I'm going to bring them in, and then we're going to ask you the feature to close us out with all your closing remarks and your words. Welcome to Drift the Mic. Who do we have?
Hi, my name is Mabella.
Hi, how are you?
Gina Storm. I'm wonderful, thank you. Gina Storm actually invited me here.
Oh,
and she's in the building.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Miss Gina Storm.
I have something for you guys.
We actually have a feature, and do you have a question for our feature to know anything else about her? I understand this is your first time here.
Yes. And actually, I'm having a hard time writing a sensual poem, so my curiosity goes to the one who can write perfect ones. And to where do you guys get your inspiration to make it emotionally and you can feel it like as if you were there, you know? That's what I would like to learn more.
Well, all my poetry reflects aspects of my life that I've already experienced. So
I don't really write about, like, it comes from my mind, but not in the same token as imagination, if that makes sense. So I'm not writing about fantasies and, you know, things that are of, I don't know, like a fairy tale. That's what I'm trying to say. So more or less, like, if it's what I'm wishing, it's probably wishing what how I wish society is, or how I wish this world would be, and how better we could live as human beings getting along with each other. But as far as my poetry is concerned, everything comes from a place of origin of what once was.
So the person has to be in the middle of that topic. Am I correct, ma'am?
I mean, you put yourself in the poetry because it's a depiction of how you see your vision to be. So even if it's not your own personal experience, it could be that of a friend or just someone else who may have experienced something and they can't speak it out loud on their own. And you would use your poetry as a vessel for that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I see it as writing what's been given. So I can only write what's been given to me. I stick to my standards. I try not to dilute what I'm saying. I write what's given. So how it comes to me, that's how it's given. And whatever genre it is, it can be conscious, it can be erotic, it can be self-healing, it can be anything, addiction, whatever it's coming to me. And what I mean by addiction can be chocolate, it can be sodas, it can be sugar, it can be addiction across the board. But however it's given to me, that's how I write it. And I don't dilute what I have to say, because there's no right or wrong. It's who you are.
That's a very nice tip, and I have respect to this kind of writer that can write, you know, anything and everything, because me, I'm just confined in some topics that I can only relate, and beyond that, I can't do it anymore. It's hard for me to express.
But every piece is not written in one day. Remember that. Sometimes it may come together 3 weeks, 3 months, however it's given to you. Sometimes it's just for you to get to that point of getting ready to clear your mind to start writing it. But
yes,
that being said, we want to hear what you have written. So I have a question.
I have
for
some.
And this is
so
how
I
we
have
do
something
this,
for
you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am,
so
and I love
is,
it. And
my question is, can you make this mic drip?
Yes, ma'am. I will try.
The mic is yours.
Thank you very much. The title of my poem is Intoxicating. You gave incantation to my silent lips, those breathless chants of my hieroglyphic cries dipped in your intoxicant. Oh, je t'aime, m'amour, mi innamorato, reaching downward into the foliage teeth. Tease the structure of instinction. Pleasure my father with your whispers till my knees contort, so to bless you, my God. The gentle touches oozing with moistened mist as my eyes looked up to yours, satiating escape a Picasso failed to possess even in abstraction. But instead, they were sung along with a tune both sensual and wild, aroused by your subtle incantation to silence my inhibitions, and they turned into pleasurable art in an orgasmic canvas, tantalizing titillation. Ver, te amo, and tu.
Wow.
Wow.
That was short and powerful.
Very powerful.
Thank
and
you, ma'am.
What was the name of this again, one more time? And what was your name again?
My name is Maybella, and the name of Maybella. The poem is Intoxicating.
Mm.
Okay.
Her voice and how she put her voice and how she put that Spanish on the end was intoxicating. But, Maybella, come back again. Please don't let just Gina Storm invite you. I just don't want it to be that way. So from Subliminal, come back again. Drip the mic.
Thank you.
Come all the time. Please bring whatever you want to bring. Tell your story. We want to hear it.
Thank you. And I am very flattered, and I appreciate the invitation very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Bella. We really do. We really enjoyed that. It was beautifully said and beautifully written.
Thank you.
Now sit back, relax, and listen to the rest of this dope feature and continue to drift.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Passionate, 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 passionate. We are down to the last 3 minutes. And, like, you are, like, the topic of the evening because, you know, Tigress just came in, and she really has something that she really would like to say to you. So we're going to go ahead and let Tigress come through. Hello, Miss Tigress. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fine. How are you?
I'm good.
So do you have a question to ask our feature for the evening?
Actually, I don't. I'm just coming through, but I've only been listening for a short time, but just came through to show some love.
That's okay. So with that being said, Passionate, can you ask Tigress the question for me?
Yes. Can you make this mic drip? I will surely do my best to. All right, if y'all ready.
The mic is yours. The mic is yours.
All right, this piece is entitled Poetically Unlaced. Silk pink lingerie, black lace around the edges, reaching mid-thigh with two slits on the side. That baby doll style with that back open real wide. Just a little something to tempt your eyes. Now I want you to open up your ears. The next few words I will whisper in your ear. I'm going to make it nice and clear. Are you mentally prepared to have your brain cells wag, cellular tails unlaced? I want you, just the thought of you makes my heart race, unlaced. I see you in my thoughts. I see you in my dreams. I'm tired of teasing you with the picture video scene. Unlaced. I want to give you the real thing. You have watched me play, released in the artificial way. Don't you think it's time I have it my way? A little physical foreplay. Then whatever happens, it may. Unlaced. I need you. I'm tired of us being blocked between the screens, staring at each other like figurines. I want to reach out and touch you. Do you want the same thing? Unlace. Do you want to kiss these lips? Have you thought about it? Wondered about the softness of biting my bottom lip? Unlace. I've asked you this before, but I will ask you once more. Can I have you just for one night? After that, we can decide if this was an ultimate pleasure or just a landslide or a pleasure ride. Unlaced. This can be untraced, the fingerprints from your hands, the way our lips embrace. Will you allow me to unlace? In peace. Team hungry and eat.
Passionate.
That was
real sexy. And her voice just it went there too.
Yes.
But like she said at the end, she's hungry. Well, Tigress, we thank you for coming through. You're always welcome to come through and drip this mic.
We're going to go ahead and let our feature give her final words. Again, come through, and drip, and keep dripping. We're going to send you down to the concierge,
okay.
Tigress. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, Passionate the Poet.
Yes, ma'am.
It has been a ball. It has been fun. This has been amazing. I've enjoyed you. But what do you have to say to all the drippers that came through?
Thank you, everybody that came through showing that with love and respect. I really appreciate it. I really did not, you know, a lot of this is surreal still to me. And I didn't know that I had that much of an impact on the poetry community as well as people in general. You know, I just try to be the best version of myself every day, you know.
Well, Passionate, again, I have enjoyed you. I've been looking forward to this. There's so many people out there besides myself that are you have inspired, you've touched, your pen has touched, your words have touched in so many different levels and so many different ways. And I thought, what better way than to show my family here at Drip the Mic to know more about you and all that it said in your true endeavor. But more importantly, I thank you for allowing me to speak to you. I am humbled that you accepted.
Thank you.
Now,
don't make me cry.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Before we go, I want everyone to hear one more time from Passionate the Poet. So if you don't mind, Passionate the Poet, can you close out this feature and drip this mic once again?
With honor.
The mic is
this
yours.
This piece is called Black Women of Poetry. Cloaked with mystery, drizzled with honey-coated droplets of sunshine, I was hooked. Drawn within her gravity, she was magnetic and yet a Dorothy Dandridge. Beauty magnified to an infinite degree, she spoke in love languages that created a civilization's decree. I was pleased. A living, breathing dream, perfectly stitched within God's seams. I was pleased. As she embodied life's tapestry, the dedication was written on souls, on hearts, in stone, upon ruins, as I'm told. She's the history of every one of us, the original dust, the first of bones, Mother Nature's love germs. Her hips adjusted the wind's aperture, a winter solstice. She controlled the weather outside and in, capturing the sun in her melanated melanin. An angel, a goddess, the reflection of who we once were, of kings and queens and of slavery, the future of who we be. Then her resilience beamed through the hatred like a phoenix, and our ancestors were celebrated from a collection of fists in the air and her natural hair, savoir-faire. Read in between the prose and verses, the powerful words spoken with outrageous passion, a love of me, a love of us, a love of we, a movement, because time is fluid. In peace.